This week's Torah Way has been sponsored Lelo Nishmas Esther Brocha Bas Rabaria. Yud Gimel Adar, Tanis Esther, 28th of February, Rabbi Yossi David, Brochas on the beginning.
Before we start discussing the topic which I want to focus on, we'll just give a little introduction. With Tanis Esther, we have to speak about the Yonah Deirim. With Tanis Esther, we're fasting today. And just a little mention, what is the source? Where is the earliest source we find for Tanis Esther? Because in the Gemara, not in Talmud Bavli, not in Yerushalmi, Tanis Esther is mentioned. So how exactly do we, who introduced this fast? Where is it earliest mentioned in the Nafka Minna is, can you really fast the day before Purim? So let's start first with the source of Tanis Esther. So the earliest source for a Tanis on the month of Adar is a Maseches Sofim. Maseches Sofim are the small Masechtas behind, you find them behind Maseches Avodah Zarah, one of the small Masechtas. The Nachlas Yaakov, who was given a Perush to the Masechet Sofrim, he was very upset. He says, no one wrote Pirushim or Masechet Sofrim, the small Masechtas at the back. Even though, Lehalocha, we use them a lot. And he brings it out from a Toisvus in a few places. It's in Soita, that they use Masechet Sofrim as a source for lots of halachas. And therefore, he doesn't understand why no one wrote a proper Perush on it. So therefore, he decided to take the initiative. It was the Abbezin of Kalim. And he wrote a perush called Nachlas Yaakov. And he writes there, the Masechet Sofrim is reliable source for halacha. And there it's brought down something very interesting. Twice the Masechet Sofrim is brought down that Minag Chachmei Ma'arav, Minag of Eretz Yisrael, was to fast three fasts before Purim on Adar. Why? Zechet to the three fasts which Esther Mordechai fasted and Am Yisrael fasted when? It was a Nisan. It was in Pesach time. But they went and they said Zechet to that thing. And Chachmei Ma'arav used to fast on Adar three fasts, like Bahab, like we have Bahab. You know, the Ashkenazim have a minhag, used to have a custom to fast Bahab after Sukkot and after Pesach. You have Slichas, you make Shasichas. So they used to have Bahab before Purim. Why Bahab? Because they couldn't have three fasts day after day consecutive like they used to have in the time of Mordechai and Esther. That would be asking too much for the evening. So therefore they used to fast like Monday, Thursday, Monday before Purim they used to fast. Why didn't they fast in Nisan? Says Masechet Sofrim. Why in Nisan they didn't fast? So fast in the month. In Nisan he can't fast because Nisan, Hukam HaMishkan, and the Nisim, each one made the Yom Tov on his day of his Makriv, and then you've got Pesach, so therefore the Rav HaChodesh said to this, we don't any fasts on Nisan. So they brought a fast to Adar. So that's the earliest source to a fasting on Tanis Esther. Now, but we still fast one fast, and we fast it on Erev Tanis. It's not exactly a reliable, we can't say that that's the source of fasting Tanis Esther. Tosfos and Rosh, the Ran, all of them bring, it says in the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Beis, it says Van Megillah. When the Gemara gives a Mekoyl to how early you can read a Megillah, We got a few days before Purim to read Megillah. So it says Yud Gimel is not an equation, obviously. Why? Because it's Van Kehillah. So Rashi says, what's Van Kehillah? Vamod al-Nafsham. Rashi says that's when the Yidden fought. So therefore, it's definitely relevant to Purim. So if you're okay to read a Megillah then, you don't need a source for that. Tosfos doesn't like that. So this is Zman Kehillah is referring to a fast. That's what the Gemara means. So according to Tosfos, Tanis Esther is insinuated in the Gemara Megillah Daf Beis, the Zman Kehillah, what this Zman Kehillah is, that people get together for Slichas and Tachanunim, they used to come, and they used to get together, and that was the source for Tanis Esther. It says, Mikan Semech Gadol, a big Semech, we can rely on for this fast which we have in Tanis Esther. Why is Tosfos finding such... Have a minute, full stop. The problem is that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says there's something called Megillah Tanis. If you ever came across Megillah Tanis. Megillah Tanis, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, why was it called Megillah? It really should be Sefer. Why Megillah? It's called Megillah Esther. It says the reason is because at the time this was compiled, this was brought together, it was like a calendar marking special days by Am Yisrael, like special Nisim. So, they compiled a book called Megillas Tanis. They called it Megillah, not Sefer, because then it was 100 years before the Chulban. It was compiled. And yet then, it was considered Dvorim Shebaal Peh Sheyata Rashay LeKotvan. Like the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach Amud Beis says, you can't write Torah Shebaal Peh. Even Sidurim they could write in those days. That's why Shliach Tzibah to be Moitzi. So therefore they called it Megillas Tainis. In Megillas Tainis, it says, brought down all the dates where special Nisim happened to Yidden. And the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that those days you're not allowed to fast, but not only in order to make sure that we protect those days properly, you can't fast not the day before, and not the day after, no Hesped and no Tainis, not the day before, not the day after. The Gemara then asks the Stira, this bottle of Meginas Tainis. Yeah, one place it says, we still can't remember. So Gemara says, there's a difference. Really, Meginas Tainis has been annullified, cancelled. We don't follow anymore Meginas Tainis. We don't mark those special days anymore. However, apart from Chanukah and Purim, the Gemara says, Chanukah and Purim are part of the days where great Nisim were done to the Yidden. Those have been annullified. We still continue celebrating it. The question is asked, if Megillas Tainis is still there for Chanukah and Purim, we shouldn't be fasting on Yud Gimel Adar. It's only a minhag. Where are you getting this thing? You can't start along and bring a fast. But it says clearly in the Masechet Rosh Hashanah, it says clearly that you can't fast not before and after those special days. If it's Purim, still applicable, so therefore you shouldn't be able to fast Tainis Esther. So that's why Tosfos goes in length to try and find a Mekoyer, an early Mekoyer to Tainis Esther. Well, the answers which we're showing you give to this is, one answer they give, that Balamo, I think, says that Tainis Esther, Tainis, since Purim itself is Divrei Kabbalah, yeah, Divrei Nevim, Purim itself, therefore it's got a tokef, it's got a strength and power like Shabbos and Yom Tov. By Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't say you can't fast before and after. They don't need chizuk. It's only those little days which Chazal introduced, which need a chizuk, therefore they said you can't fast before and after. So since Purim is called Divrei Kabbalah, so therefore there's no problem in fasting before and after, like there's no problem to fast on a Friday. Yeah, before and after Shabbos, there's no problem. Because they don't need chizuk. No one can be mezalzel on the special day of Shabbos. You know, so they said Purim is the same thing. There's enough community with Avelus as well. Yeah, there's no Avelus on Purim. Yeah, even though it doesn't break the Avelus, but you can't have Avelus with Faresi on Purim. So there is enough community. Purim is a special day. Now, if we've covered this idea, yeah, but by the way, Tosfos says, Semech Gadol, we do find that before the fought Amalek, yeah, which also brings this, in the name of the Rosh, we find that the Gemara brings us a Mechilta, brings a source, that En pochatim migimal avrim lifnei ateva betainis tzibu. You need a minimum of 3 people to stand by the teva, to be able to lifnei ateva and betainis tzibu. Where's the source? It says, Moshe, Aaron, Vechu, Alu, Rosh HaGivah. Before they fought Amalek, yeah, they went to Rosh HaGivah. So here the Gemara Mechilta brings, Mikan Semech, then the tiny Tzibu, you need a minimum of 3 people in front of the Bima. So here we see that the Yidden, before they went and fought Amalek, they fasted, because they called it a tiny Tzibu. So therefore, when we, the day before, they started fighting, the presumably Yidden made their tinies as well against Haman, no? Agagi is a descendant of Amalek. So Tosfos says, Kan Semech Gadol, that's the source to fasting in Tainis Esther. Okay, I've convinced you to fast today? Oh, Hashem, now we can continue. The big question is, Esther was sent by Haman, by Mordechai, sorry. I have to say that. Yeah. So she was sent by Mordechai to go, and the whole plan to invite Haman, and the downfall of Haman, we know the rest. But she was sent to go to Ahasuerus. She turned to Mordechai and said, I can't just walk in. Everybody knows. Achad dato la'amit, someone who comes in with no permission. So she requests Mordechai to tell the Yidden to fast 3 days and 3 nights. And she says, V'gam ani v'na'arotai. We'll also fast. The question is, Esther, you are relying on your beauty to go in front of Ahasuerus. What are you fasting now? What are you fasting for? You look flimsy. You look not nice. You have to find favor in the eyes of Ahasuerus. You have to rely. That's what you were sent here for. Who gave permission to Esther to fast? She shouldn't have fasted. She risked it. Rabbi Yehuda Tzadka, the Rosh Yeshiva of Parat Yosef, asked this question. He says, what's going on here? So Yudhi Tzadka says, Esther realized that Am Yisrael is relying too much on her. Too much on her beauty. They say, oh, we've got someone special. We've got an agent inside the palace of Ahasuerus. So therefore, says Esther, I want to show them that there's no one to rely upon. And therefore, I'm going to fast as well. I'm going to, don't rely on my beauty. You know what a person looks like 3 days after he fasts? Day and night? Just, yeah, 2 hour reduction. That's some Ken, 70 hours. But those 2 hours won't change a person completely. Imagine we give a bit of taste in your mouth, a bit of not reduce the smell in your mouth, but not more than that. You'll still look terribly flimsy. Don't rely on my beauty, rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone. We know what it says, L'Menatzeach Al Hayelet HaShachar. Eli, Eli, Lama Zavtani, a special mitzvah. We think you have a minute to say to Netanis as well. We also have a minute to say to Netanis, to say on Purim as well, a special Perek Tehillim, which is David HaMelech is writing, predicting the future about the story of Mordechai and Esther. And it's right written there, Eli, Eli, Lama Zavtani. So the Gemara Megillah says, they went into Bet Atzlavei. She went to Ahasuerus, she says, Vatilbash Esther Malchut. She got to Ruach HaKodesh. She's walking in confidently into the palace of the king. She turns around to HaKadosh Baruch and she says, Atzila Nafshi mecherev nafshi, miyad kelev yechidati. She turns to HaKadosh Baruch and says, please, Davon Hashem, save me from this dog. She turns around, says, Ruach HaKodesh, the Gemara says, went away from her. She started getting frightened. She didn't know what happened. She went through the Bet Atzlamim. And she said, perhaps I called him a kelev. I should have called him an ariyeh, a lion. Hosheni mipi ariyeh. As soon as he said, Hosheni mipi ariyeh, said to her, Ruach HaKodesh came back to her, the confidence went back, and she goes into Ahasuerus. The question is asked, Masha, I think, asks, why? He called him a kelev, then he changed to ariyeh. He says, the fourth is a king. Talib Eidna second. He's a king. Give him some kovod. You don't call a king a dog. Relate to him as ariyeh, but it's kovod melucha. Rabbi Yehuda Tzadka has his own pshat. Why he changed from a dog to a lion. An interesting pshat, he says. He says, according to Targum Sheni, according to Midrashim and Esther Rava, the Yidden ate the sudas of Ahasuerus, they ate nevelas and treifas. And the Gemara says, Shalot Talmidim, the Talmidim asked him, Shimon Bar Yochai, Mipnei Ma, why would the nigzel hashmid larog leavet? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai turned to his Talmidim and says, you answer. He says, because they ate nehenu misudas. Nehenu, yeah, there's the machlokes amongst the mafashim, nehenu mi, but we're going with the Midrash Rabbah that they ate nevelas and treifas at the sudas. He said, but Elisha Meshush and Abira, what about the rest of the yin? All of Barasu Madai? Huh?
So this way is, because
it's all a month, they couldn't tell the Gemara, mashma, that he was awake himself, so obviously he wouldn't give nevelas. But I couldn't the Midrash to give nevelas and treifas. And I'll tell you what it's for. He says, then, what about the rest of the yin? Well, he says, his Talmid, you answer. So that's because Yishtachavu Letzelem by Nebuchadnezzar, he made them bow down to the Tzelem. So Nigzah Kleba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had patience, yeah, waited a little bit, saw they're still continuing with those funny mindsets and bowing down to there. So he made the Gzer of clear for, so it says, Atzila Nafshi Mecherev Miyad Kelev Yechidati, a dog, whose food is Nevelas and Trefas, belongs to the dog. So who comes and claims his food back? It says in Pasuk, no? So the dogs come back and claim, she says, he thought that the Yidden were being punished for eating the various entables. She says to Hashem, Atzila miyad kelev. From this kelev, kelev wants to take his revenge. We took his food, the various entables. So then she realizes, Ruach HaKodesh went away, that must be another reason why this is happening. So she turns around, Ariyeh. The Nebuchadnezzar was called Ariyeh, Alami Babel, was called an Ariyeh. He made the Yidden bow down, so presumably, so she turned to Ariyeh. That's even the Tzadka. Rav Naiman, who wrote a book called Darkei Musa, yeah? He was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. He was a Rosh Hashim in Petach Tikva, and he brings in the Rebbe Rosenstein, the Mashgiach of Lomja, of Yosef Rosenstein. He writes as follows, something tremendous. When Esther turned to Hashem and said, save me from a dog, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, he's a dog? He's only a dog? A mad dog, however mad he is, you think you have a chance against him? With a stick, with a stone, with a bone, maybe. However wild it is, you might have a chance against him. When you hear the news that a lion escaped from the zoo, no one takes his nose out of the house. That's different. When you come and confront the lion face to face, no stick, no stone, nothing will help. Says Hashem, you daven to me, atzila mi kelev yechidati, from a dog? Ah, he's only a dog? Sort it out yourself. So Ruach HaKodesh goes away from her. All of a sudden, she turns to Hosheni mipi Ariyeh. At night, he's a lion.
I can't, no chance against him. No chance against him, they're relying on me. Now I'll take your head. That was the Eitzah special. That's what Purim is about. We put our total trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Esther opened the eyes of the Yidden. You think it's all a big teva, but you don't know who's running the world, who's doing everything, who's behind everything. And that's what Purim is all about. And that's a special day of Purim. Let me just continue to what the subject I want to speak about. It's an interesting chiddush, but it's a brachas and Megillah. If someone is holding a kosher Megillah, or let's make someone holding a chumash, not a kosher Megillah.
Chumash.
Can he make his own brachas together with the chazan, or he must listen to the chazan and for the brachas as well? Can you make my own brachas? I don't know, you know, the chazan, he's got the kavonos and the shem. I want to make my own brocha. I want to make my own shechiyonu. My Ashkenazi makes shechiyonu both night and day. We only make at night. Yeah? Because you hold the kriya in the day is greater than the kriya at night. Yeah? So, I want to make my own brochas. Big chidush. There was a great Talmud Chochum 300 years ago, Hitler. Marie Zayn, his name was. And he was a student of the Ginat Vadim, or the Sfadi Ginat Vadim, not the Prima Godim. Yeah? Ginat Vadim was Rabbi Avraham Alevi. He was a rabbi in Egypt, Abedin of Mitzrayim. He had a Talmud called Mari Zayin, Rabbi Shaya Zayin, Yeshua Zayin. And he writes in Ilchas Avdol, it's both in Shari Tshuva, Simelech Tzadik Vav. Shari Tshuva brings an interesting case. A man is in Shul, and they make Avdolah in the Shul. Shliach Tzibur gets up to make Avdolah. He says, Shliach Tzibur, I prefer my own brochas. Well, obviously, he's not going to give me to make up dollars. Shliach Tzibur gets paid for it. He's a Shliach Tzibur. He takes the cost of it. Oh. He says, I'll be Yoitze Agefen from him. The rest of the brochas I want to make myself. In fact, there's some Kehillahs, members of Besomim and the Esh, they do themselves. Shmur mentions it. He wants to make the rest of the brochas of Avdolah himself. He doesn't want to be Yoitze from the Shliach Tzibur. Is one entitled to do so? So the Mari Zayin gives the first reason why not. He says you have to hold a cup of wine in your hand. We know what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Tzadik Zayin, when Reish Tzadik Vav actually, when that you're supposed to hold, well, even by making the besomim, you're supposed to hold still the cost. People make a mistake, they put down the cost, and then they make the besomim. You should still hold it, at least in your left hand. Hold it, because all these brachas will need another cost. You don't have a cup of wine. The Shliach Tzibur has a cup of wine. How can you make your own brochas? Even if you are Geffen, he'll make it. But the rest, how can you make it? You don't have a cup of wine. The Ramah is giving big chiddush. The Ramah gives. The Ramah says, you should, even when you're making a brocha Meira Esh, you should still hold a cup of wine and you should do it with the right hand. What's the Indian of seeing the light with the right hand and doing it with the fingers? It's only a minhag. It's only this. The main thing is you see the flame. But he says that's what you should do. Hold it in the lab, but still hold the cup. All these brachas will need kanal akos. It'd be wrong to do it otherwise. So the Mari Zayin says it's wrong for that reason. Second reason why you shouldn't disconnect yourself from the Shliach Tzibur, make your own brachas. He says, brachas she'en etzicha. You can be yoitzi from the Shliach Tzibur, and you're making your own bracha, you're doing a brachas she'en etzicha. Brachas she'en etzicha, the Rambam says, I can say, k'nishba l'shav. You're transgressing one of the Ten Commandments. It's an izdaza eretz, Mari Zayin says. How can you make your own bracha when you can be yoitze from the Shliach Tzibur? Big question, no? Huh? Oh. The third time he has, he brings the Gemara brachos daf nun gimel. The Gemara brachos nun gimel brings machor b'sham b'silel. See how important bittul beis medrash is. Unbelievable. Huh? B'shamay? They wanted to bring a ner, they didn't have a ner. You know, once upon a time, to find fire on Moshe Shabbos wasn't like today. Go to your car, go to your desk, you always find someone who matches somebody. In olden days, they didn't have fire by Avdolah. So they made Avdolah, no ner. All of a sudden, they viewed ner, they didn't waste time. They were learning. Yeah, there's not only a winter time, there's obviously, but they were having Moshe Shabbos, they were learning. And they went back to Beis Midrash to learn. Now they brought the candle to the Beis Midrash. Beis Shammai say, Bitul Beis HaMidrash. You have to be careful not to disturb people from there. Don't interrupt. So go from place to place. Each one should make his own brocha of Meir HaEsh. Beis Hillel say, no. Berov Am Hadrat Melech. You want to give glory and give thanks to Hashem? Get together. Do it together. That's another reason why you shouldn't part from the Shliach Tzibur. Don't make your own brochas. Berov Am Hadrat Melech. Interesting. He brings the Shlach Kodesh, the Shlach Kodesh says, and Mogavon brings it in Ilchus Tafresh Yutes, in Yom Kippur by the Sheikh Yonah. We have a minute to say Sheikh Yonah. If we come to Yom Tov, we do Sheikh Yonah on Yom Kippur, even though we don't have a kos. Yeah, we don't give it to Kotzen Shemati Lemisrach, but we make Sheikh Yonah. Who makes Sheikh Yonah? A minute that each one of you makes Sheikh Yonah yourselves? Shulchan Aruch says, the Shliach Tzibur stands up and says Sheikh Yonah, and everybody is Yotzi from his Brocha. Kach Nagu. Although the Kolbo brings, that each one should make his own Brocha. But the Shulchan Aruch rules the Gat, says the Magen Avraham brings the Shlo. The Shlo says, you should rely on the Shliach Tzibur. The Rov HaMadas Melech. Listen to the Sheikh Yonah of the Shliach Tzibur. V'chen behalel, v'chen belulav. Have you ever heard in Lulav that the Shliach Tzibur makes the bracha on the Lulav and everybody listens and Yotze from his bracha? But Halal even we don't do that. It's Pele. Shlach HaKadosh writes that. Mogen Avraham says you go wishwash chazoni. You know, wishwash, what the kavono they have kavono and have mechavon to be boitzi. So Mogen Avraham says nowadays we don't have those Shliach Tzibur we actually, the Shlach HaKadosh is talking about to rely on them. Nowadays you barely know, they can't pronounce, you're going to be stomach on the bracha. But that's another reason why Mari Zayin says you shouldn't part. However, the Chida doesn't like all of that. He brings the Gemara in Yuma, actually, Daf Ayin. The Gemara in Yuma says that the Kohen Gadol, after he finished the Avodah, used to read from the Torah. So he used to read the Seder Avodah, and then he would read the Musafim. Ube'asor shebechumasha pekudim, which is in Bamidbar, the Gemara says that he used to read Baal Peh. He used to read Torah of Bahat. So the Gemara says, why? The Gemara says, Rav Huna says, you know why? Because Mishum Pgamoshel Sefer. If you're gonna now bring another Sefer Torah out to read, it'll be a Pgam onto the first Sefer which you've read. And you can't start Goyle Le Tzibur because you're not Goyle Le Sefer Torah and Tzibur. Tircha Le Tzibur, particularly with Shami Tzibur and the Agdoma writes a whole introduction to Tircha Le Tzibur, whether to wait for the Rov to finish Shmona Esri before starting. Tircha Le Tzibur, of Tzibur, the big Tircha. Not only that, one of them, Foshim, writes there to keep the Tzibur quiet for so long, it's strong. You don't do this, it's Tzav Alechaim. So, the Gemara says, the Avuna said Mishum Pgamo. Why is there no Pgamo when we bring three Sefer Torahs and two Sefer Torahs out? Because different people get the idea, so that it's not a Pgamo. Here it's the same Kohen Gadol reading from both Sefer Torah. It'll be a Pgamo to the first one. They think there was a mistake in the first one, something wrong with it, that's what about the second one. Anyway, that's Avuna. We'll focus on Ishlakish. Ishlakish says the reason why he reads off by heart Chumash is because Brocha Shein Etzicha. You're going to bring a new Sefer Torah, you're going to have to make a new Brocha. Brocha Shein Etzicha, says the Mariz Zayin, is a riot for Brocha Shein Etzicha. We even over an Issa, which the Gemara in Gittin says, Brocha Shebechtav Yitara Shalom Aval Peh. How can the Kohen Gadol read the Torah, Asov Shebechuma Shepikunim by heart? You can't read off by heart Torah Shebechtav. You're not allowed to. You can't even say a positive by heart unless it's Shogu Befikula. Mami Lo Ketchum Chonor, Simen Mentes. Gemara in Gittin. So how can we allow the... We see, we forgo the issue of reading Baal Peh because of the chumra of Brocha Shein Etzicha. You're going to bring a new Sefer Torah, you're going to make it. It says the Mariz Ani is the right, that Brocha Shein Etzicha is so chumra. So therefore, in our case, Kol Sheken, you can be Yoitze from the Shliach Tzibur, even more so. The truth is, I think there's a difference. We can differentiate. By Brochas of Avdolah, by Brochas of Megillah, we are Yoitzer from the Shliach Tzibur. We have a separate chiyuv than the Shliach Tzibur to make these brachos. So Chazal introduced an idea of Shomea Keone. That if you hear someone making bracha, it's as if you're saying it yourself. So really, it's not like the story in the Gemara in Yoma. There, the Kohen Gadol has already been Yoitzer the Birchas HaTorah, now he's going to have to make a new bracha, another bracha. Here, he has to make a bracha. The reason why he passes to making a bracha is because his hearing is as if he says it. So what's wrong if he actually says it? It's not Brocha Shein Etzicha. It's Brocha Etzicha, says the Chida. Tzicha vo Tzicha. Chida brings a few riots here and there. The Chida's Maskona is, that Be'emes, a person can. He says, he's got no problem. He brings riots, a few riots here. If you look at Brikas HaShachar, it says quite clearly. No, no, not. There's a riot. There's no Brocha Shein Etzicha from the Gemara and Brochas by the Avdola, by the Or, by Beisila's opinion, bro. Why does Beisila say Bero Mamatas Melech? It should say the reason why I don't do like Bisham, I go from one to one, because Brocha Shein Etzicha. Why Bero Mamatas Melech? Must be there's no Brocha Shein Etzicha, since each one has a separate chiyuv to make a Brocha, so therefore there's no Brocha Shein Etzicha, each one makes his own Brocha. There's no Brocha Shein Etzicha. Bero Mamatas Melech. Now, how do you advance Bero Mamatas Melech? The problem is like that. There's an interesting
discussion in Siman Vav. They used to have a minhag, the Seisa brings, they used to have a minhag of Birkas HaShachar. I think you have a minhag until today that the Chazan starts from Birkas HaShachar. But as each one makes in his house, and then you start by Korbanos. And they used to have a minhag that one would finish his Birkas HaShachar, another one, and everybody would answer Amen. And then the next one would go up, and they also make Birkas HaShachar, and everybody would answer to his brachas, and so on and so forth. Everyone would make the brachas loud, everyone should answer Amen. And the Bishes of that dance, well, you've answered Amen, why aren't you yet? It means the Maharil, why aren't you yet to the bracha? So he says, there's no problem, because you're mechaven not to be yotze from your friend, you're fine. What happened to Brocha Shenetzicha here? Yosef says, not to be mevatel minag. And that's how he rules in Simon Vav, not to be mevatel. We see clearly that you have a bazun de chiv, you got a different chiv, then there's no Brocha Shenetzicha on this. The Mabit and Mahashdam both argue on the Yosef. However, Aloha seems to be like Yosef. All that's what he said. Aloha is like Yosef, you keep the minag al tila, yeah? That's how people, we keep the minag, yeah? Now, the Benish Chai gives an interesting differentiation. He says like that. He says, if you haven't got a kosher Megillah, now based on the Chitah, the conclusion is, since we have a Chiyuv, I can make it. You're asking about the advantage of Berov Ma'am Adas Melech. You should know there's different levels in Berov Am. We're not annulifying Berov Ma'am Adas Melech. We're going to the stage that we all, because there's three things. There's Berov Ma'am Adas Melech, yeah, that we do publicly a mitzvah. We get together to do a mitzvah. There's another level that each one makes, we do together, we make the brachas together. In other words, the one makes the bracha for everyone. That advantage of relying on the Shliach Tzibur, Berov Ma'am Adas Melech, it's an extra bonus. Because we are really fulfilling the mitzvah together with the Shliach Tzibur. We're just making our own bracha. We're saying together at the same time a bracha. That's called Berov Ma'am Adas Melech. So we're not going to the top of Berov Ma'am Adas Melech. We're going a stage less. When Yishchai says it depends. You have your own kosher Megillah, or you don't have your own kosher Megillah. If you don't have your own kosher Megillah, you're relying on the Shliach Tzibur to be moitzi on the whole Kriyas HaMegillah. So what are you making your own brachos for? Kinyan Agav. You're already relying on him on Kriyas HaMegillah, and that you can't read your own. You haven't got your own kosher Megillah. So what, the brachos you want to make on your own? Even though they make it, then you could. You could make your brachos on your own. You've got a mitzvah of Shmiah, mitzvah of Kriya. You can make your brachos on your own, but what for? It's chucha betlula. Oh, you're relying on that, and you're not relying on that. There is chosher from Mariz Dan. He said like that. Geffen, you shouldn't differentiate. However, if you have your own kosher Megillah, and he writes, he was knowing like that because he was worried about noises. I've got my own kosher Megillah. I can make my own brachos. He says, and lechatchila you should do that. He says, there's a problem. There's too much noise. There's no bilbul in the Beis HaKnesset. Sometimes you miss out a word here and there. So it's better if you read yourself together with Shliach Tzibur. And the Magen Avraham, who disagreed with the Shlo about Lulav and Sukkah and Lulav and Halil and all that. Magen Avraham himself said that if you've got a concern that the Shliach Tzibur is not being mechaven, then make your own brocha. By Megillah, since it's so long, it's like Birkas HaMazon, like benching. The Shulchan Aruch Kuf Pei Gimel writes that by benching, it's good to separate and make your own Birkas HaMazon, not to rely on the one makes bracha for everyone. Even the once upon a time, they used to do that. Why? Because it's so long to pay attention and to make sure that you don't miss out, you don't listen. You better make your own bracha. Read your own Megillah from your own Megillah, because you've got a kosher Megillah, but you're doing it together with Shliach Tzibur. So that advantage of making one bracha for everyone, which is an extra beroivan, that, it's better forgoing that than Chalila to miss out words here and there, or the Shliach Tzibur is not mechaven. So the differentiates when you have a kosher Megillah or you don't have a kosher Megillah. If you don't have a kosher Megillah, rely on the Shliach Tzibur, rely on the brachos as well. If you have a kosher Megillah, then you're entitled to make your own brachos, and there's no issue of the problem of brachos shenetzicha in Berov Ma'am Adas Melech.
Tomorrow. Timings are as follows. Who's got the sheet? What time is Minchas? 10 past 2?
10 past 2.
10 past 2, followed by a share at
25 past 2.
Good. 10 past 2. 10 past 2.